Welcome back. We are up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 2, Mishnah 2 of Maseches Pesachim. The Mishnah says as follows. Chametz shel nachri she'avar lav ha-Pesach, an important halacha that not everyone is aware of. Chametz that was owned by a non-Jewish person during Pesach, mutar b'hana, one is allowed to get a benefit from it after Pesach, right? That's why we are allowed to go to a store after Pesach that's owned by a non-Jewish person. We can eat their chametz right away. afterwards, which like Yisrael, but chametz that was owned by a Jewish person on Pesach, asur bana, one is not allowed to get benefit from it after Pesach. Shenamar lo yireh lechasur, because it says that the leaven shall not be seen in your possession. So therefore, there is a prohibition, a derabbanan, a rabbinic prohibition of chametz she'avar alav haPesach, Jewish owned chametz after Pesach. Okay, that was Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Gimel. So Nachri Shehilva is Israel al Chametzo. If you have a non-Jewish person who lent a Jewish person money before Pesach, relying on the Jew's chametz, that the Jew basically left the his chametz as a security with a non-Jewish lender, achar Pesach mazer bana. So the halacha is that if the Jew does not pay back the loan on time, then the chametz is permissible to receive benefit from it after Pesach, because the Jewish person didn't pay on time. So retroactively, it became the property of the non-Jewish person from before the Chag, and therefore it's permissible after Pesach. V'Yisrael shehilva esfan achri al chametzo, and if a Jewish person lent a non-Jewish person money before Pesach, and the non-Jewish person's chametz was a collateral for the non-Jewish person's loan that he got from the Jewish person. So achar ha-Pesach, asur bana, after Pesach, it's prohibited to receive benefit from it because that's retroactively considered like the Jewish person owns it over Pesach. Chametz shenafla alav mapolos. And now the Mishnah gives another situation. Let's say you have chametz some sort of a rubble fell on top of it and was buried under this pile of all this rubble. So harehu kimavor. It's like as it was destroyed because no one can access it. So it's not like, so it's not really in his possession anymore. So there's no need to do anything further because it's essentially not there. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, Kosh in hakelav yachol chapesach harav. No, the chametz is going to be considered destroyed and not in the owner's possession if it's so deeply buried that a dog is not able to really smell it and it can't search for it and unearth it. If that's the case, then it's considered, then it's considered destroyed. But short of that, then, let's say it's under a few rocks and you really can get it. So that's not really what this category is about. And therefore, you would be obligated to rid yourself of it on Pesach. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Dalid. Have a wonderful day.